This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And good evening. Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at the Botkins Gym. We've got a big game for you tonight. The Marion Local Flyers come to town with a record of 7-0, 3-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Botkins Trojans 8-0, 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. One of three or four huge games on Tuesday night statewide. Adelpha St. John's is playing Lima Shawnee. Lakota West entertains Lima Senior, ranked number two in the state. We've got a dynamite contest here tonight. Home standing Botkins against Marion Local. Last year, the Flyers won at home over the Trojans, 63-36. Botkins won 2 years ago, 49-46 right here. It has been a six-game series, and the two clubs have split the six right down the middle.
Well, you know, the nice thing about playing a game like this early in the season is it's not a league game. You don't want to lose, but it does not affect your standing in the league. So you go out here, you play this game, you have fun, you play against kids that you don't see that often. This is what's fun about high school basketball.
And great timing, Chuck. The first state poll of the new year came out today, and Marion Local was ranked number one in the state in D6, Botkins number two in the state in D7, and we've got the matchup here tonight.
Oh, there you go, and I mean, each one deserves that ranking.
We've got about 2 minutes to go in our JV tilt. Botkins leads Marion Local 35-30. We'll return in just a few minutes with Zane Paul, a 2021 graduate at Botkins. He was on the state championship club in 2021. We'll have Zane along with us in just a few minutes. When we come back, it's Botkins home tonight to Marion Local. Big basketball right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. The JV tilt. Botkins leads Marion Local 37-30. Varsity game around the corner in probably 20 to 25 minutes or so. Should be a good one. Not much difference between the Trojans and Flyers. Botkins 59 points a game. Marion Local 56. Botkins giving up 37. Marion Local giving up 38. And we expect a tight struggle here tonight. To my left, here in the mezzanine's first row, is Zane Paul, graduate of Botkins in 21, was on the state championship D4 basketball club. He made the big bucket in that state championship tilt against Columbus Grove, a long three-pointer that sealed it. I remember Zane for the shot beyond midcourt his sophomore year that nudged Fort Loramie in a cliffhanger. Yep. It was right at the buzzer. Yes, he had no doubt that was going in, right?
Yep, that's what they say.
Graduate of Heidelberg, exercise science major, working in the electrical industry here in the area, assisting Megan Cecil on the girls' side, Botkins girls basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your hands in just about everything. Tell me all about your career at Heidelberg. Why'd you choose that institution? No doubt to play soccer. That had a lot to do with it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I chose Heidelberg roughly spring of my senior year of high school. When I visited there, I visited other schools like Mount Union, Otterbein, a lot of other D3 schools. I knew I wanted a smaller feeling, kind of like home.
Right.
And like smaller classes as well. But it's really for anybody looking to go to college, when you step onto a campus, you kind of get a feel of how like the community is, the teachers are. And for me, it was a sports team, right? Extracurriculars. And I just enjoyed the whole familiarity of being there. The coaches were great. So that's kind of where I found my home.
Hey, you were on a state Final Four soccer team at Botkins. Talk about your soccer career at Heidelberg and those highlights.
Yeah, so like college is a different monster anywhere you go, D3, D1. I started out as a freshman. I played a couple games. A couple times I didn't travel. It was really tough for me coming from a small school where, you know, you're supposed to be the guy, the best. But I ended up playing all 4 years. And we weren't the greatest, but we gave teams a lot of runs. The OAC is one of the better conferences in soccer. We send 3 teams to the NCAA tournament every year, which is really, really rare. Usually you only get a team or 2 teams. I met a lot of friends, and people I call family.
Sure.
Playing soccer, so.
Hey, your biggest goal-making, assist-making high school game on the soccer field at Botkins, what was it?
It would have been regional semifinals versus Cincinnati Marymount. It's 0-0. My good friend and cousin, Zach Ware, hits a shot from outside the 18. It hits off the top of the crossbar. I fly in, score a heading, which ended up being the game-winning goal with, like, 20 minutes left.
So it was a header from how far out? The top of the goal box?
Like the 6 box. Here I play soccer. It's a smaller box on the inside.
Yep,
so,
yep.
Yeah. So that's one of my fonder memories of just myself and the soccer team.
Talking with Zane Paul, a 2021 graduate here at Botkins. Played boys basketball, soccer at Botkins. Outstanding athlete. What might be advice, a tip or two you would give to a young aspiring athlete, somebody in early on in middle school who's got aspirations to follow the path of Zane Paul? What would be the mindset right now for that young student athlete?
I would say be a student of the game. I know organized basketball and soccer, AU, club soccer, it's all a huge part of growing as an athlete, but you can't take away the hours you spend in the gym and on the field by yourself working on your craft and getting better at things that translate to the game as well as playing team basketball.
You said to me several minutes ago you had great joy shooting around at 10 o'clock at night in the Botkins gym with Jamison Meyer, matching three-pointers.
Yes, sir. The spring was after basketball season, you know, frustrating season. The best way to work out that frustration is put in the work. And Jamison Meyer, arguably, I'll put him up with any shooters in all of Ohio. And he would give them a run for their money right now. But, those are some of my fondest memories.
Hey, tell us about the family. I know your brother, Rylan, graduated years ago.
Yeah, so I have a brother. His name's Rylan. I have a sister named Boston. They all graduated from Botkins.
Right.
Both basketball, soccer. My sister ended up going to Mount Vernon of Nazarene. She plays lacrosse and soccer. My brother is going to be an engineer at Ohio Northern. So he got into their engineering program, is now a sophomore. My sister's a junior. You know, we're talked about in athletes, but my family's really smart. You know, me being more the average one, my brother, he's a pretty smart guy.
Well, I like your humility.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Zane Paul. Enjoyed chatting with you. He's here tonight rooting on the Botkins Trojans against Marion Local. Should be one heck of a boys basketball tilt here this evening.
Hoping for a lot of Trojans baskets tonight, that's for sure.
I think defense is going to decide it. Each club is strong defensively. I know both clubs averaging nearly 60. Mm-hmm. I bet 45 points wins it.
I believe so, too.
Thanks, Zane, so much.
Yep, no problem. It's good talking to you, Jack.
Good talking to you. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter of our JV game. It is 39-33. Botkins in the lead over Marion Local. Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are who gets hot shooting the three ball. Each team from behind the arc, shooting it well lately, not so much at the outset of the season, but both teams finding their range from three-point land at this stage in the season. Each club a juggernaut defensively. Each team mighty strong at the defensive end of the floor. Key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment with Shelby County Veterans Services on the web at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans, plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Under four to play in the JV game here tonight. Botkin still in front of Marion Local by 6, 39-33. More pregame from here at Botkin's in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Bodkins, Jack with Chuck. Good crowd filing in. We are in row number one of the mezzanine. Just a little off center. I'm at about the 48-yard line. Chuck's at the 49. Marion local fans down below us to the right. Bodkins people filing into the left. Stands across the way filled with black and gold. Upper deck probably two-thirds filled. We won't be capacity tonight, but I bet 85% of the way there. This is a big interconference battle. Shelby County Athletic League, Midwest Athletic Conference, Bodkins versus Marion Local. The two clubs a year ago, Chuck, combined for records of 46-10. Bodkins 20-7, went all the way to the regional final, lost to Rushi. Marion Local 26-3, advanced to the state championship game, was beaten en route to the state final four. Marion Local defeated Anna. But a core of outstanding players are back from these two clubs. Yes, Colin Dosick graduated from Bodkins. Austin Niekamp, Ryan Holman finished out their high school careers last spring at Marion Local. But, oh boy, there's a strong center core back from both teams. Experience has returned. Each team mighty formidable here in 25-26.
Well, and as we're sitting here watching the JV game, this is the two best JV teams that we've seen this year, and they're battling too. So the future is also looking pretty good.
44-40 is the JV score. Bodkins up 4, a minute 38 to go. Bodkins has been up anywhere from 3-7 most of the game. Never able to get it to double digits. Marion Local won't go away. Bodkins hanging on to the ball right now and drawing a foul. Neither team is at 5 in terms of personals. So Bodkins will take it out of bounds. Common foul. Bodkins up 4 with a minute 25 left in the JV tilt.
Craig Meyer, and as a name, Meyer, everybody in Bodkins knows. The young man has 19 points tonight. He is a sharpshooter. Only a sophomore.
Yep, Craig Meyer, St. Paul, with whom we spoke several minutes ago, talked about Jameson Meyer during our conversation and about how Jameson Meyer and St. Paul would spend nights together, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 p.m. in this gym, guarding each other, shooting nothing but long Hail Mary three-pointers.
Hey, that's the fun of having a great friend and access to a gym.
Yep. Tell you what, Chuck, talk about Bodkins for a moment. How have the Trojans replaced Colin Dosick? No, you don't replace that young man. Standout performer every which way. But Bodkins has stepped up. Every player on the team better than a year ago. And it's an outstanding unit, not extremely deep. But we've seen the Trojans offensively play exceedingly well. What was the game when Bodkins ran out Jackson Center on the road at the Tigers gym? The defense fueled the offense that game.
It did. And to answer your question, they've replaced him by spreading the points that he scored out
among 4 and 5 young men. That this is just a very talented team. There's nobody that you look at and you go, wow, that's an all-stater. But boy, you look at these athletes out here, and they got a bunch of them.
And for Marion Local, there's no Austin Niekamp anymore,
right,
to pop out on the arc and make 25-footers or go down inside and make tip dunks on rebound shots. No more Austin Niekamp. But to this Marion Local team, like Botkins, good all-around size. Everybody 6'1 to 6'5. And the Flyers are so well connected. We saw Marion Local from Anna in a game we covered this past Friday night.
Well, Braden Mesher is as good a basketball player as there is in the area, as good an athlete as there is in the area. And he really makes them go. But, boy, Kramer shoots it. Everman shoots it. Brennan Hess, who I just fell in love with last year as a freshman, is getting time now on the varsity. Got some last year. He's going to be an outstanding player for them for the next 3 years.
Two outstanding head coaches, Phil Groves at Botkins, 20 wins a season since Phil has been on board. This is your number 5, 85-27 by way of record for him here at Botkins. He's a Wright State graduate. And Kurt Guttemiller started at Marion Local way back in 2011. He's a 92 Flyers graduate. Did a lot of assistant coaching for 10 years, beginning in 2001 at Minster. But the two very heady head coaches, each one a superb strategist, and they will match wits here tonight. 46-42, 33 seconds left in the JV game. Botkins in the lead over Marion Local. And we'll have more pregame when we come back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Botkins has just defeated Marion Local 50-44 in the JV tilt. Very good game. And margin never got more than 7 or 8. It was down to 2 or 3 late in the game. In fact, it was just a bucket apart. Inside of 20 seconds, Botkins, Memphis Meyer, a couple foul shots very late in the fourth quarter to take it from 2 up to 4. A Marion Local miss from 3, a Botkins basket just at the buzzer to lift the Botkins JVs to a 6-point win over Marion Local 50-44. In talking with Jeremy Plyman, Chuck, before the game, we were informed that the Botkins freshman, JV, and varsity basketball teams on the boys' side are about 22, 23, and 1 combined.
Yeah, the freshmen lost last night by a point, and that was their first loss. JV and varsity still undefeated so far.
Botkins boys 8-0 on the season. Marion Local 7-0. The two clubs collide here in about 15 minutes, waiting the arrival of both varsity teams on the floor. A terrific crowd on hand here tonight for this clash between Botkins from the Shelby County Athletic League and Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Balance is so important for these two clubs. Chuck, I look down through Botkins' starting five. James Steinke is not averaging double figures, but he's coming off a recent 20-point game against Jackson Center. Owen Zimfer's at 10 a game. Will Monnen, 11.5. Tucker Hillscamp, 9 a game. Eli Pitts at 13. I'll run down Marion Local's numbers in just a few minutes, but it is tough to guard Botkins. Difficult to guard Marion Local as well.
Well, yeah, by both teams. I mean, you got guys all over the floor that can handle the ball, that can take it to the basket. That is a real tough defensive struggle to play against teams like that.
For Marion Local, looking down through the last few games played by the Flyers, Braden Mesher led the way against Fort Recovery. He had 17. Cale Arnes at 13. Grant Kramer at 8 in that game. Luke Everman had 8 as Marion Local shot 20 of 36 inside the arc against Fort Recovery in the 7-point win over St. Henry. 54 of the 58 points came in this manner. Mesher had 19, Kramer had 9, Arnes, Hess, and Oliver Hillsman all had 8 points each. Mesher with 21 in a recent game over Lima Bath. Mesher had 13 in the win over Anna, contest we covered here on Scores Broadcast. And Luke Everman, 6'3 junior from the outside, couldn't miss in that game. He made four threes. Hey, if you're Botkins, who do you put more pressure on? On this Marion local starting five, everybody can score.
Well, you need to try to get the ball out of Mesher's hands, because not only can he score, he is a great facilitator with the basketball. So you make him give it up, and you make sure that you know where Kramer is, and I promise you, he's going to be someplace around the arc, so find him. You know, I mean, they just, those are the things that they have to do. And then you got Everman. So, yeah, this is a outstanding basketball team that Botkins is going to play tonight.
Marion Local's Mesher in one game earlier this year combined for 19 rebounds and assists in one game.
Yeah.
Chuck, that's mind-boggling.
Well, it is. But not when you watched him play for 3 years. And then you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a Marion Local team that returns just about everybody except Niekamp and Holman from a club that went to the state championship and lost down at UD against Woodfield Central in the state finals in Division 6. Botkins, of course, D7. Trojans, good run last year, 29-0. Rushi Perfection knocked the Trojans out in the regional championship game at Wright State. What a confrontation this is here tonight. It's a headliner statewide for this Tuesday evening. Lima Senior, ranked number 2 in the state in Division 1, is playing down at Lakota West. And how about Delta St. John's, Lima Shawnee? Oh, I wish that game started at 10 or 10:30 tonight. I could drive up to Lima and see that one.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to see Delta St. John's before the season's out. I have not seen the kid play. I'm going to see him play.
We're speaking of Cam Elworth. He, like so many of these Botkins guards, has never seen a shot he didn't like.
Hey, he walks into the gym, shoots three shots, and goes, I'm ready to play.
We'll return with more pregame from here at the Botkins gym. We're about 11 or 12 minutes away from our tip-off. Botkins, Marion Local, should be an outstanding contest tonight. What a game upcoming here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We have one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Chuck, when you say that these two clubs here tonight are evenly matched, coincidentally, you look at one common opponent, Fort Recovery. Botkins beat Fort Recovery by 14. Marion Local beat Fort Recovery by 14. I know that doesn't mean a daggone thing, but it's just interesting to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's how closely matched these clubs are.
Well, and I think they're going to be. One of the things that can be disappointing is sometimes the excitement of the game doesn't match the game, but I'm hoping that this is going to be one where both teams play their best, and if that's the case, we'll have a heck of a game.
Each team, I think, has established itself as a favorite in its respective league. Delta St. John's and Marion Local will play later on in this season. As I look down through the rest of the campaign for the Flyers, hey, it's coming up January 16th, Delta St. John's at Marion Local. Let's see, what night is that, Chuck? That's a Friday night.
There you go. That's
just around the corner. That may be the best seat in that house, though, at Marion Local will be from the press box at the football field.
Probably. Yeah, I think if we called them, they'd go, "Nah, we got a little too much coming on."
Botkins clearly is in the top rung of the Shelby County League on the boys' side, no question about it. Having gone 6-0 already in league play, Trojans with wins over Fort Loramie 40-23, Rushi 48-38, Fairlawn 63-33, Anna 61-52, Jackson Center 73-47, and Houston 71-26. The Trojans have taken care of every other team in the SCAL in this young season so far.
Well, not only have they taken care of them, but they have shown that those teams are heads below what Botkins is throwing out there at them. So, and looking at everything, and if I live for another year, I think Botkins is going to be just outstanding again next year.
No question about it. This is game 7 in a short rivalry between the two clubs. It began back in 1920. Botkins won by 10. Botkins won in its state championship year by 12 over Marion Local. Flyers have won 3 of the last 4, including a Marion Local drubbing of Botkins last year at the Flyers gym by a score of 63-36. Botkins edged out the Flyers 2 years ago here by 3 points.
49-46. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. Hey, you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. A big thank you to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. We offer tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost, and we'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to Osgood Bank. Five locations, including Rushi now, as well as Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and Rushi, as I noted. Longtime sponsor, OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. And we pay tribute to Local Equipment at Jackson Center. On the air with us, it's 2006 when we started, an originating partner. A great deal of gratitude to Local Equipment. Thanks so much, Local. We wouldn't be on the air today without that original support from Local. Chuck, very good crowd for a Tuesday night game.
Oh, boy. Yeah, good crowd. The weather isn't horrible. Life doesn't get much better than this.
Bodkins, Marion Local, both teams, including shoot-arounds. We'll have the lineups in the tip in about 3 minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face, and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meets.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Is Rowdy at Botkin's. We are seconds away from the opening tip.
between the Botkins Trojans and Marion local Flyers. It's not a sellout, but the crowd is outstanding. I bet 85 to 90% full here at Botkins tonight. I mentioned several minutes ago about high water marks for these two clubs, including what players have accomplished so far in this young season. Braden Mesher, as we noted, combined for 19 rebounds and assists in a game earlier this year. Owen Zimfer had 16 points, 16 rebounds in one game earlier this season. Neither team has shot the ball real well from distance. Both teams shooting it better lately. Each club hovering around 30, 31% behind the arc. Marion Local pushing 60% in free throws. Botkins 3 percentage points below that. So neither team has been sharp at the foul stripe. But man, do both clubs play defense, and each team, Chuck, so well connected on offense.
Oh yeah, I mean they're two mirror teams of each other.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Marion Local. It is Mesher driving baseline right, had an opening to shoot, didn't take it. He's in the mid post now, gave it up, got it back, spins, hits a cutter down the lane, little twisting 6-footer pushed up there by Brendan Hess. It is short, no good. Rebound sprays into the right corner. Botkins tracks it down. It's Hillscamp throwing out high for the trailer, Steinke, and it's off his fingertips, out of bounds. Well, we saw what Marion Local prefers to do on that first trip down the floor. Pounded inside to Braden Mesher. He had a couple decent looks, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he didn't go up, especially with the first one.
Flyers attack to our left. It's Grant Kramer on the arc. Kramer, 25 feet away, sees an opening. He splits a couple Trojans defenders, dives into the lane, and has the ball stripped out of bounds by Botkins. We played close to a minute, no score. Flyers inbound, left of the rim. Kramer to Mesher. On the arc, it goes to Everman. Baseline left, Grant Kramer. High left with the ball, Braden Mesher. Mesher dribbling. Now Brennan Hess. Hess drives in from 30 feet away, all the way to the bucket. Blocked on the play by Zimfer. Out of bounds. Boy, a good dash to the basket by Hess. Equally good defensive play. What a gem. A cram. Out of bounds by Zimfer. Oh, we've seen outstanding defense in the first 1 minute plus. Here's Kramer on the arc for Marion Local. Shot blocked from behind by Zimfer, who might have gotten the shooter on the top of the head.
He blocked the shot, but continued through with the motion and got him on the head.
Right. Couple of free throws coming here for Marion Local. No score. 6:46 to go first quarter. Free throw swished on the play by the Flyers' Grant Kramer. Pronounced like mine, Kramer, but spelled K-R-E-M-E-R, not K-R-A. Second shot, Grant on the way. In, and he was behind the arc by about 3 or 4 inches and is awarded a third free throw.
I had only given him two.
And that one spins in and out, no good. Nearly rebounded by Hess. The ball punched away by Botkins. Last touch by Marion Local. Out of bounds to the Trojans, who trail 2-0. We played a minute 20 here in the opening quarter. Pitts walks it to the timeline. Up ahead to Hillscamp. Hillscamp to Steinke, who drives. Leaves it right corner for Monin. He throws up a line drive, 3-ball, wide left. Rebound Marion Local. Mesher down the floor, dribbles between the legs, back to the basket, on the arc to Hess, right side Kramer. Mesher trying to post up. Tough defensive job there for Pitts. Opening for Marion Local, Arnes, he barrels down the lane, runs over a Trojan, makes the shot, but it's negated. Offensive foul. 6:11 left to go here in the first. And the Marion Local bench up in arms didn't like the call.
It is my least favorite call in high school basketball, letting somebody stand directly under the rim and taking a charge.
Top of the circle, it is Hillscamp for Botkins. Beats a teammate baseline left. Here's a runner by Monin, short. Rebound is punched out of bounds in the corner by Botkins. No field goals in this game so far. 5:56 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Marion Local. Boy, have the Flyers ever challenged the Trojan shot so far.
You know, we talked about how much offense they play, but the defense is just as good.
Yes. Ball thrown to Grant Kramer in the right corner. Goes into the lane, gets out of there in time. Bounces to Mesher out back. What a matchup that is. Mesher-Pitts. Here's Mesher slipping inside. Shovels up a left-hander and scores off the window. Short shot by Mesher. When he gets in deep, either scores or he winds up getting fouled. 4-0 Marion Local. Zimper, top of the circle. Cutting back door, Stanky. It is deflected on the play by Marion Local. Ball goes over the end line. And the Trojans will throw in to the right of the rim. Playmaker Eli Pitts, 87% free throw shooter on the year is Eli. Leads the club, 40% behind the arc. Little pick and roll by Botkins. It's Pitts on the finish. He reversed it on the far side of the hoop with the left hand and got the two-pointer. Nice, tight passing close in near the basket by Botkins. 4-2 Marion Local. Mesher down the floor on the arc to Kramer. He's deep in the right corner. Back to Mesher. Everman outside the arc, high left. Now Kramer, top of the circle, foul line. Hop, skip, and a jump in the lane. Push off against Botkins. And Marion Local will throw in beneath the basket to the right of the goal. Leading 4-2 with 4:46 to go here in the opening period. Baseline right of the rim. Triggerman Mesher, wide open player, Cale Arns, who came off a screen, caught it and scored. A perfect pass, lay-in is good, well done out-of-bounds play.
Screen the screener, works almost every time.
6-2, Marion Local. Hillscamp drives the lane, finds Pitts in the corner, bingo, three ball, Eli Pitts. Pitts on the money with a bomb, 6-5, Marion Local up one. Mesher, midcourt for Marion Local. Down the right side to Arns, overplaying is Stanky. He gets a mitt on the ball, then it glances off of Arns last, and Botkins will bring it down. Very good officiating crew here tonight for this game. Recognize them all because they're in stripes.
Yep, about each one of them I've seen with a whistle before.
Top of the circle, Zimper back to the basket. He's checked on the arc, gives it up to Hillscamp, deep in the left corner. It's Monin to Zimper. Zimper baseline, left to the basket. Little running one-hander, blocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Hess, standout defensive play. Ball ricocheted off of a support behind the board. Botkins possession, Trojans throw in. 6-5. Marion Local up one. Zimper 20 feet away, picked up by Hess. On a weave to Pitts. Pitts couldn't turn the corner. Stops at the elbow. He's back on the arc now. Gives it to Stanky. Picked up by Everman. Zimper back to the basket. Nearly walked. Pivots. Leans in. Awkward shot. It's good. Owen Zimper didn't look real comfortable, Chuck.
No.
But he made it just the same. Here's Mesher. Mesher barreling down the floor. Barging into the lane for Marion Local. Defensive foul. Hillscamp for the Botkins Trojans. Mesher was in the act of shooting. He saw the opening for midcourt. Did Braden. He took off.
Split the defenders.
Couple of free throws. Mesher, the first one, is on the money. We're tied up at 7 with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Botkins won the JV game 50-44. Second shot, Mesher short. Good rebound by Steinke of Botkins. Outlet to Pitts. Pitts stop and go move in the lane. Hits a player coming along the baseline at Zimper. Zimper has nowhere to go below the basket. Throws it away. Top of the circle. Intercepted by Mesher. Down the floor to Hess. Baseline left to Arns. Arns' little three-footer in traffic is good. It crawled over the front edge of the rim and through.
That's a tough shot. He was defended well.
Two nice close-in baskets here in the quarter for Arns. Marion Local 9, Botkins 7. Back cut. Zimfer's on the loose. Great feed, Pitts. Zimper blew the gimme. He sticked in behind the Marion Local defense. He He found the baseline behind Hess, but blew the shot. Marin Local with the rebound of the ball. Deep right corner, Kramer, shot fake. He's 10 feet away from the rim. Throws on the arc to Everman from three-point land. It is off the flange. Rebound, Botkins. Down two are the Trojans, 9-7. Here's Pitts into the lane. Fades away with the left hand. High arching floater short. Rebound, Arnes, Marion Local. On the giddy-up, down the floor to Kramer. He fakes the three, shoots the 15-foot two, and makes it. And he was jostled as he leaped in the air on the shot. Count it, plus one.
Had a hand right on his side, pushed him about 2 feet, and he still made the shot.
Oh, well.
That's impressive.
Beautifully done by Grant Kramer of Marion Local. 11-7. And ahead is Marion Local by four. Free throw, Kramer, yes. 12-7, Flyers shooting it well from the stripe so far tonight. We played 6 minutes opening quarter. 5-point lead, Marion Local. Midcourt Pitts for Botkins. Gives it up in the right corner to Steinke. Steinke. He pivots around. Good defense on the play by Marion Local's Isaac Moeller, who's in off the bench, and it caused a travel.
Yep, slid that foot when he started to make that little jab step.
Yep, good call by the referee. Marion Local a chance to widen this 5-point cushion. It's 12-7 with a minute 49 to go in the opening period. Midcourt Mesher. Mesher sprints down the lane. Pocket pass low to the right to Hess. Layup good. Mesher so adept at getting in deep below the foul stripe and attracting multiple defenders, then finding the open player. And Marion Local's made at least three or four layups here in the first quarter. That one extends the lead to 14-7. Timeout, Botkins, under two to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, this game was even Steven through the first 4 to 5 minutes. Marion Local with a surge, and the Flyers are on top 14-7. A minute 35 to go here in the first quarter. Marion Local executing better at the offensive end than Botkins. Flyers defense has had something to do with that. Deep in the right corner, Hillskamp for Botkins. Fakes the shot, goes into the lane. Tries to bounce it deeper below the basket to Zimfer, and it's way off the mark. It goes out of bounds.
5 turnovers now for the Trojans. They just need to relax. They need to see a shot go in from the outside. They need to relax defensively a little bit.
Botkins 8-0, Marion Local 7-0. Here comes Mesher to midcourt. Flyers in the road blue, gold numerals. Botkins home white, black numbers, gold piping. 1 minute left, opening stanza. On the arc is Everman for Marion Local. He lit Anna up last Friday night. Ball thrown top of the circle to Grant Kramer. Back to Mesher, 25 feet away. Pitts on Mesher. Now it's controlled by Everman. Mesher drops down inside. Everman gives it to him. Mesher back to the basket. Baseline left, 10 feet from the rim. Goes back on the arc to a teammate. Handled there by Hess. Back to Mesher. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-7 Flyers. Skip pass all the way across court. Mesher to Kramer. Kramer doesn't shoot. Gives up his dribble. Goes to Arnes. Arnes looks inside for teammate Everman. Had a 5-footer, was double teamed, gave it up on the arc. 13 to play, opening quarter. Marion Local going for one now for sure. Dribble drive through the top of the circle. Mesher, left corner, hits teammate Isaac Moeller, who throws on the arc to Mesher with 2 seconds left. Look at the drive by Mesher to the rim. It's on the rim. It comes off at the buzzer. 14-7, Marion Local over Bodkins. End of one quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Here is Bodkins with possession starting the second quarter. Zimfer into the lane area. He's got his back to the basket. Now he tries to shovel one with the right hand down from his knees. Missed it, no good. Marion Local got the rebound and zoomed up the floor. Offensive foul in the lane area against Mesher, I think.
I'm not going to comment.
7:41 left here in the second. Bodkins player a little too deep below the rim, Chuck.
I think he might have been standing out of bounds when he ran over in that time.
Half minute gone, period number two, 14-7, Marion Local. Pitch far right side of the court, open three-pointer, way up in the air, and it hits the back iron. Kicks away to Mesher. Mesher down the floor, 60 feet, all the way into the lane. He's in there a long time, hands to a teammate. It is overshot on the play by Kramer, then smacked out of bounds by Bodkins.
Well, he gets in that lane, and he stays in there a little bit. There is no three count on so far tonight.
It's been four and a half a couple times. He's been living in there, but that's Mesher's game. He gets deep against the defense and makes things happen. We played 50 seconds here in the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Marion Local. The official initially said charge, and then he changed it to a block.
Okay, so far I'm not impressed with their charge and block calls.
Baseline right of the rim. Marion Local throws in on the arc. It goes to Hess. Down low on the right to Mesher. That's too close. When he gets within 4 or 5 feet, his muscle, his body control, his leaping ability, he's going to score. Here's Bodkins coming right back down the lane. It's Pitts. Pitts a floater from 5 feet. Hits the back iron and kicks in. Two-pointer for Pitts.
Pitts had the first five for the Bodkins, and that's the first shot he's taken now since the first two baskets are
in. That's the first 2 points for Bodkins in close to 4 minutes in this game. 16-9, Marion Local. Here's a scrambled floor. A leaning one-hander, a floater from 7 feet. It is good by Isaac Moeller. As Bodkins left him, thought he'd give it up. No, he took the shot. Dribble drive, pitch in the lane for Bodkins. Tries to get around Arnes, who blocks it. Arnes takes it away. Marion Local in the defensive end has been excellent so far in this game, up 9. Here's an elbow jumper, 16-footer. It is good. Isaac Moeller, second straight bucket for him, 20-9. Marion Local blistering the Nets, leading Botkins by 11 midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Welcome back to Botkins. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Under 6 to play, quarter number 2. Marion Local 20, Botkins 9. Pitts for Botkins, only Trojan to muster up any offense so far in this game. Pitts has it the left corner, and he gets around a man, leans in, ducks under, draws a two-shot foul. A couple of free throws for Eli Pitts. Simply put, Chuck, Marion Local's gotten some easy shots well down below the foul line. Botkins' shots from in there have been challenged.
They have been challenged. Marion shot 6 free throws. That's the first free throw for Botkins this evening.
And Pitts missed it. 20-9, Marion Local. Game was tied at 7, so it's a 13-2 run here by the Flyers. Pitts makes that shot. 20-10. And here comes Marion Local to midcourt. 5:40 left to go in quarter number 2. Weave out back. Marcus Schwederman in, 6-1 soft for the Flyers. Hand off to Brennan Hess. Brennan Hess steps into the lane, and he puts up a one-hander in and out. No good. Rebound on the yard to Marion Local. And 3 seconds called against the Flyers. And I'm not sure how that could have been 3 seconds.
No,
because the whistle was blown a second after a shot was taken.
Once the shot goes up, there's no 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he just hadn't called one in a while.
That one confused me. Here's Botkins, top of the circle. Hillstrip finds Zimper low on the right. Zimper catches and banks it in. And he's fouled by a Flyer to make it 20-12. 5 straight points here now by Botkins. Zimper toes the line. Yeah, that was a curious 3 second call.
Yeah, it was not a good I understood why he called it, but not after the shot went up. It didn't restart again until after the ball's rebounded.
Yeah, everybody's in the lane preparing to rebound when the shot's taken. And Kurt Guttemiller, head coach Flyers, was up off the bench motioning, shot. How can you call 3 seconds? Free throw good by Botkins. And Marion Local comes down the floor, shoots a shot from the foul line, no good. Rebound laid up and in, the 6'5", Brennan Hess. Flyers making a bunch right around the basket.
Well, he kind of angel reached that one. He got his own rebound on a bad shot and made a good shot.
Here's a drive by Pitts, and Pitts is bumped outside the lane on the left. He's called for a walk. That was maybe a little mysterious. Head coach Phil Groves of Botkins says, hey, wasn't my man fouled? 4:42 to go in the second quarter, 22-13 Marion Local. Mesher against Pitts, 35 feet away. Behind a screen, long three-pointer, Marion Local. Good by Grant Kramer. That shot was way up in the atmosphere here at the Botkins Gym, 25-13. Score nearly doubled for the Flyers. Here's Pitts outside the arc on the right, in off the bench, Braden Welch, 5'10 junior for Botkins. Out back to Hillskamp for 3, way off to the right. He was fed the ball, but Pitts missed it badly. Marion Local running. Oh, good body control down the floor, pulling up a zest from 5 feet and banks it in.
That last 3 down here by Marion, that was Marcus Schwederman that hit it. That was 15.
Here's a good drive into the lane by Botkins. It's Hillskamp powering to the rim. Good muscle by Hillskamp. I might have said 5, Grant Kramer.
That's easy enough to do.
It was 15, Schwederman. Field goal there, but Botkins cut it to 27-15. It was 27-13.
Baseline left, Tweederman doesn't shoot. On the arc to Grant Kramer, three-point try, rim, backboard no good. Rebound Botkins, Trojans running. Down the floor to Pitts, and Pitts threw it off a Marion local Flyer player. Heads up play by him, out of bounds to the Trojans. 3:24 to go in the first half, 27-15 Flyers. Marion local has pounded the ball inside exceedingly well in this game, and they have scored a half a dozen baskets within 5 feet. And they have not been putbacks either. Here's a baseline drive by Pitts. Oh, he's hemmed in, throws it away. Marion local, two on one, down the floor. Kramer, Kramer to the rack. He's challenged, missed it, no good. Rebound Munn, and for Botkins, there he goes down the floor. Wild shot off the glass, no. Rebound Flyers. 3 minutes left, first half, 27-15, Marion local. Fesher's got the ball 30 feet away for the Flyers. Pitts on him. Eli Pitts has his hands full tonight. Back to the basket. Hess on the arc for Marion local. Looks for help. Gives it up outside the arc to Grant Kramer. He's bothered and fouled. Three on each team here in the second quarter. 27-15 in favor of Marion local.
A second foul on Mon, and he's going to have to come sit.
Back in, Braden Welsh, 5'10 junior for Botkins. We talked about how defense might determine this outcome. Well, Botkins, in 14 minutes, has only 15 points. Here's a baseline jumper by Marion local. Open look for Grant Kramer. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound Botkins. Long throw down the floor to Welsh. And leaning into him and fouling is Hess. Flyers bench didn't like it. Not a lot of contact.
Kramer has had two great looks the last two times down the floor, just off the rim. Botkins, they better find him. He's not going to miss too many of those.
He'll make the third one. He'll go one for three for sure. 2:33 to go, second quarter, 27-15 Marion local. Pitch top of the circle. Man-to-man defense, both clubs really stingy here, but Marion local. Hillscamp in the lane for Botkins. He's defended, double team, falls down, shoots it from the floor, no good, off the mark. Rebound Marion local down to Mesher, top of the circle, foul line. There he goes, gliding to the rim, 2 points, Braden Mesher. He can't be stopped. When he gets going downhill, look out. 29-15, Marion local, timeout Botkins late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It has been all Flyers so far tonight.
I'm going to be shocked if Botkins doesn't have a good run in him, if not here, to start the second half, because Coach Grove's going to have a little chat with him.
That challenge is Trojans have gotten down by 14. That's quite a bit. Pitch on the arc, ball is tapped out of bounds by Marion local. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. This is a Trojans club, averaging nearly 60 per game on the year, being held to 15 in the first half. Here's Pitts down the left side of the lane. He's defended near the rim and makes an unbelievable hook shot. Wound up being about a seven-footer, wanted a layup, couldn't get to the basket. Instead, he hooked it. He's a natural lefty. Pitts made it, 29-17. Marion local up 12.
Deep in the right corner, Cale Arns for the Flyers. Shovels it behind him on the arc to Kramer. Kramer has an opening into the lane, gets out of there in a hurry. Three-point shot, Marion Local. Oh, things are going right for the Flyers. That one was banked in from way downtown. Was that Hess?
That was Hess. And you think, what, the backboard got in the way of the shot for him.
Brennan Hess kissed one in off the Osgood backboard. Here's a wild shot by Botkins in the lane. No good. Marion Local with a quick three on two. Other end. Driving Arns. He scores. 34-17. 17-point lead Flyers. Marion Local getting shots that are so much better than Botkins. Trojans have been challenged by the thickness and strength of this Marion Local defense. It has been stout. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Zimpfer back to the basket. Fakes the handoff on the play to Welsh. Zimpfer drives. He turned the corner, laid it up, no good, but he's fouled, and he will get two. 32 seconds to go, first half. 34-17, Marion Local, and Pitts has 10 of the 17 for Botkins.
Well, I'll tell you, when you look down in that lane defensively, they are getting absolutely nothing that's not contested.
Nope. Mary Local doing a superb job just barricading off the paint area. No looks in there for the Trojans. No good looks whatsoever. Other end, quite the contrast. Mary Local has gotten down into the teeth of the Botkins defense and made some easy ones. Zimpfer at the stripe. One is good. Second shot, swish. Both of them dead center. 34-19, Marion Local, 26 seconds to go in the second quarter. Flyers to midcourt. They burned the final minute of the first, taking the last shot, and I'm sure they'll burn the final 20 seconds of the second. Near midcourt, Mesher, he looks at the clock, 12 to go. Drives down to the baseline on the left, 10 feet from the rim. Throws on the arc to a teammate who drives to the rim. It's Kramer at the basket with 2 seconds left. In and out, no good. Tough break for Grant Kramer. It was down below the cylinder. It snapped away. Nonetheless, Marion Local with a splendid first two quarters. Leads Botkins at halftime intermission, 34-19. Flyers up 15 on the Trojans at the break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Botkins High School. Marion Local Flyers doing a number on Botkins here tonight, 34-19. the number one ranked team in the state in Division 6, according to the first statewide poll of the new year. Flyers, numero uno in D6. Botkins ranked second in Division 7. 15-point lead for the Flyers. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats, Botkins turned it 7 times. Marion Local turned it once. 15-7 rebounding advantage for the Flyers. 3-0 on the offensive boards. 4-6 from the free throw line for Marion Local. Botkins got to the free throw line in the second quarter, made 4 out of 5. Individual scoring for Marion Local, they are led by Brennan Hess with 9. They got 8 from Mesher, 6 from Arns, 4 each from Moeller and Kramer, and a 3 from Sweeterman. They scored 14 and 20. 34 points in the first half. Botkins led by Pitts with 10, 7 from Zimfer, and 2 from Huelskamp. They scored 7 and 12, and they trail at 34-19 at the half.
Chuck, it's not my imagination. This Marion Local team is playing at a faster pace than the club 1 year ago.
So they're playing at a faster pace, and they're playing at a faster pace than Botkins is tonight.
Yep.
And that's the difference right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and Botkins took that first shot, and they have not been able to come back. I still think they're going to get a run before this game's over.
That one statistic you noted with regard to turnovers at the clip Marion Local is playing, and just 1 turnover so far in this game, that's amazingly good.
Right, and the thing, charges in high school don't count as turnovers like they do in college and pro.
Okay.
So that's the reason they only have 1, because I think they got called for 2 or 3 charges in the first half.
34-19, the score, Marion Local over Botkins. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Yep, here we go. Half number two, Vodka Marion Local. Trojans have work to do. Flyers have played exceedingly well, leading by 15, 34-19. The lead has been as much as 17 points in this game. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We've gone local, offering you what you want. Winners Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Hut Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches at the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Don't forget that North Loramie drive-through on the other end of town on North Main is now the Schaefer drive-through. So you've got the Schaefer Market, South End, Schaefer drive-through on the North End. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-through, formerly North Loramie drive-through. Third quarter underway. Quick miss by Marion Local. Bodkins counters, Zimfer in the post, back to the basket, pivots, tucks under, creates space. Oh, my goodness gracious, what defense by Brennan Hess. Zimfer thought he had Hess off balance, up and down, and lo and behold, Hess regained his balance and blocked the shot out of bounds.
Well, Zimfer got away with a little drop of shoulder and bump him, and he got blocked coming back the other way.
34-19, Marion Local up 15. Pitch top of the circle. Ooh, a telegraph pass picked off by Arnes. There he goes. Down the floor to the rim. Tried to lay it up over the lip. Left it short. Got the rebound back and stuck it in.
Woo. Angel Reese.
Yeah, Mikhail Arnes anticipating that pass in the forecourt, and he blew the other way. Here's a fadeaway.
There we go.
Jump shot by Steinke. Yes, for Botkins. Foul line extended right.
That's his first two.
36-21. The lead had gone to 17. 36-19. Here's Mesher elbow in the right for Marion Local. He spreads the floor a little bit, drives,
And here comes the double team. He leaves it off for a teammate. Layup is in. It's Hess on the finish. That's what Mesher does so well. He facilitates. He assists teammates on the floor. 38-21. Botkins down 17. Left corner pitch. Around one man. Another to the rack. Left-handed layup is good. Hits for Botkins. 38-23. Marion Local. Mesher outside the arc on the right. Dribbles into the paint area. And he got a nudge from Stanky with 5:53 to play third quarter. Again, Schaefer Market. Don't forget to stop by. See all the new items at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, as well as your old favorite, Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Inbounds pass. It's a beauty. Wide open layup. Blown on the play by Hess. He had a gimmick. Left it short quickly. Botkins down the floor to Stanky. Foul line.
Yes.
Oh, a great bullet pass on the inside to Zimfer for the two-pointer. 38-25 in favor of Marion Local. It was 38-21. A four-point mini run here by the Trojans. 25 feet away on the right, handling the basketball is Kramer. Drops it down to the baseline to Arnes. Here comes the sandwich, double team and a foul. It's Common. It'll be thrown in, baseline right of the rim by Mesher. Two fouls on Botkins in the quarter.
The second foul on Zimfer.
Mesher lobbing in, caught by Hess, top of the circle, goes foul line, gets down within 7 or 8 feet, leans in and scores it. Hess, tough customer, that close.
Sophomore, can't wait to see what he's doing as a senior.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, that's 9 or 10 field goals by Botkins from six feet on in.
Oh, yeah, they're getting a lot of easy shots.
Here's Hillskamp coming back for Botkins. He muscles in from the left flank to the basket. 5-foot power shot, rolls around, comes off. Marion Local down the floor, hustling into the lane on a bust out to the rack goes Kramer, offensive foul. 40-25, Botkins up 15. Well, Trojans need a spurt here at the end of the third.
Well, they got a break on that call, so yep. Now they need to make a run.
The way Marion Local handles and controls the basketball, double digits will be darn near impossible to make up in the fourth quarter alone. Here is Pitts on a weave. That back to Monin. Pitts drives, baseline right, little left-hand hook shot. He's well defended. It's short. That was an 8-footer by Pitts. Marion Local got the rebound. Here's Mesher. Mesher the last 50 feet. He storms to the basket and scores. He was a runaway locomotive. Botkins didn't step over and slow him down one bit. Biggest lead is matched. 17 points.
He looked like he was on trackside that time.
Here is Hillskamp in close for Botkins. Off balance banker. He makes it. 42-27 in favor of Marion Local. Biggest lead, 17 points. 3:48 to go in the third. Here's Arnes down below the basket. Got the feed from the right corner. It was handled there on the play by Luke Everman, who dealt the ball to Arnes, and Arnes was in a jam, and he walked.
Yeah, the pass got him in trouble.
3:40 to go, third quarter, top of the circle, Zimfer. Here comes the double team from behind. It's stolen. Mesher comes out of there with it. He drives down the floor, goes left and right, blocked out of bounds by Hillskamp of Botkins. 42-27 Flyers, 3:30 left to go here in the third. It has been all Marion Local since a 7-7 tie. Ball lobbed in foul line. Luke Everman. Everman was rifling in shots left and right against Anna last Friday. He made 4 threes. Mesher retreats 35 feet away. Goes ahead of the key. Mesher back to the basket. Deals to Kramer, back to Everman. Everman got away with one step, a second step, it's called.
Yep, trying to do something that's not his strength. He's not going to get into the lane and try to dish. He needs to look for the shot when he gets in the lane.
good defense by Botkins, which tied him up in knots. Here's an overplay, top of the circle, telegraph pass for Monin, intercepted by Kramer, bust out the other way, layup good. Another layup for the Flyers. 44-27, Marion Local. Pitch head of the key, looks for Hillskamp, back door. He's not there. Tip for top of the circle. He whirls down the lane, and the defense set up shop too late. Defensive foul. Two free throws for Zimfer. 44-27, Marion Local. 2:34 to go. Botkins won the preliminary game. Botkins JV's 50, Marion Local 44. So many thanks to Zane Paul, the 2021 graduate of Botkins.
A terrific kid.
Yep, isn't he grand? Zane Paul on the air with us in the pregame earlier tonight. Thank you, Zane, so much. Thanks to Jeremy Plyman at Botkins for helping arrange for Zane's presence here tonight. 44-27. Did Zimfer shoot the first one and miss it, Chuck?
Missed the first one.
Second free throw, Zimfer, Botkins in the air.
Same
way,
place.
Wow. Way short again. What's he scored in this game?
He has nine.
Nine for Zimfer, 12 for Pitts,
and
that's 21 of the Trojans, 27.
You got two from Steinke and two from Hulskamp, or four from Hulskamp.
We're running down near the two-minute mark, late third quarter. Marion Local up 17. Head coach Kurt Gunnemiller gets a timeout. Schaefer RV Storage is brand new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. We maintain strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging, of your products and production support. And we provide assembly and warehousing too. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. 30 years of dependable service in Rushi. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. 44-27, Marion Local leads the Botkins Trojans. 2:12 left to go, third quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, the kids, the adult children. We'll style, you'll smile at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. As we return to action, and Grant Kramer gets a screen from 25 feet, and he hits the bottom of the well. Beautiful long jump shot. He swished it from distance, and the lead is 20. Biggest of the night for the Flyers, 47-27. Backing down, Steinke in the lane for Botkins. Outside the paint of the left, fadeaway shot. It misses the rim. It's too strong. Rebound Flyer steals Zimfer. Zimfer races to the basket and puts it through. Steal at midcourt by Zimfer of Botkins. 47-29. Biggest lead was at 47-27 with a minute 50 to go. Dribble drive, Marion Local down the right side of the lane. Flyers. And the shooter is cracked on the arm. Hess took it to the rack. He's got two free ones coming. 1:19 to go here in the third quarter. Marion Local 47, Botkins 29. Foul shot by Hess. Rolls around, and it is good. Yeah, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Friday. Handicapped, accessible, our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Both free throws good by Hess. And the lead is swollen back to 20, 49-29. Sometimes, Chuck, these highly advertised, top-billed games just don't wind up like you think they might on paper. And Marion Local, the better team here tonight, that's for sure.
Tonight they are, and unfortunately, Bodkins won't get any more shots at them this year, or possibly fortunately.
You're right, Marion Local Division 6, Bodkins Division 7. Here is the free throw by the Marion Local Flyers. It is, or I should say, by the Bodkins Trojans, Braden Welsh. In and out, no good. 49-29 Flyers. Marion Local has just punished Bodkins inside. They've worked the paint area very well. Braden Mesher has ignited some of that. He's found teammates either side of the paint near the basket. Out of bounds plays by the Flyers have been exceptionally good. 49-30. One of two free throws made by Bodkins. Flyers play pitch and catch. 30 feet from the rim. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Marion Local in no hurry. Kramer on the arc. Dribbling. Coming out to catch is a teammate. It's Schwederman who dropped it. Tipped away by Bodkins. Rolled into backcourt. Flyers traced it down. 25, 24, 23 seconds to go. Mesher controlling the ball. Outstanding ball handler. Great dribbler. Feeds on the play to Schwederman. Into the lane. 16 seconds to go. Throws it to the arc. Shot not taken. There's one that is taken by Marion Local, and it's a swisheroo by Marcus Schwederman of the Marion Local Flyers. 6'1 sophomore. Everybody getting into the act for Marion Local, and the third quarter finishes. Schwederman netted the shot with about 5 ticks remaining. He had to take it. No reason to work the clock down any further. He was wide, wide open.
Well, they at the end of the first, second, and third quarter now, Marion has run 3 minutes off the clock to end each one of the periods.
And I think in two of the three produced points.
Yep.
52-30. Marion Local leading as we head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Possession for Bodkins starting the fourth. Trojans down 22. Stanky on the arc. Goes baseline left to Zimpfer. Great defense by Marion Local. Zimpfer goes below the backboard, runs out of real estate, tries a reverse layup. But he took a nudge from a Flyer defender. Common foul. Throwing in left of the rim. Bodkins Trojans. Pitts has got 12 in this game for Bodkins. Zimpfer's got the ball now. Head of the key has 11. Bounce pass right corner. Stanky. Stanky swings on top. Top of the circle. Down the lane. His running 8-footer. Deflected. Partially blocked by the Flyers. And he goes out of bounds.
Hess got another one.
He's all over the place. Brennan Hess, stellar defensive effort tonight. Lob pass below the basket on the arc to Zimpfer. Weave to Pitts. Foul line J. Double team. Can't shoot. Left flank Zimpfer. Zimpfer back to the basket. Feeds into the lane. Pitts among the trees. Takes a step toward the rim and shovels it off the backboard with the left. It's good.
Does such a good job of using his body to screen.
Yep, he sure does. Magical player at guard for Bodkins, Eli Pitts, only a junior.
Just not getting enough help tonight.
Nope. Lead had been 22, biggest of the game. It's now 20. 52-32, Marion Local. 6:52 left in the fourth. Top of the circle, Kramer. Kramer spins. Gives it up on the play to Hess. Hess 30 feet out. Shoots a pass. Left side to Schwederman. Down in the left corner to Kramer, out near midcourt to Mesher. Flyers, working clock. Mesher at the elbow on the left. Back to the basket against Hillscamp. Goes to a teammate in the left corner. Kramer starts to drive, pulls it back out. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Flyers shaving seconds off the scoreboard clock with a 20-point lead over guarding at midcourt on Hillscamp of Butkins.
They call it a kick.
It is not a foul. Trojans player got a shoe on the basketball. Everman is back on the floor for the Marion Local Flyers. Schwederman gets a breather. 6:11 to go in the fourth. Ball thrown down the left side. It is Everman controlling for Marion Local. Gives it up to Mesher straight away. 5:56 to go in the game. Mesher forces his way down the right side of the lane, banks up a runner. I tell you what, Chuck, that's at least 15 baskets by Marion Local, well below the foul line.
Yeah, they're having a game.
Top of the circle, Monin for Botkins, drives into the paint area. A bounce pass along the floor to the left of the hoop on the baseline goes out of bounds. No one's home. 54-32, splendid performance by head coach Kurt Guttemiller's club here tonight. Marion Local walks it to midcourt. Everman, 25 feet away on the right. Fakes left, goes right. Challenges the Botkins defender and makes another driving layup in the half-court game.
They're just, and they're getting no help behind it. You get to the rim, there's nobody coming over to help out.
Here is Pitts. Pitts gives it up on the play to Steinke. Steinke behind the arc, left wing, shoots it, three-pointer, short, no good. Rebound, Marion Local down the floor to Arnes. Defender jumps in front of him. It's a defensive foul against Botkins with 5:06 to go in the game. 56-32 in favor of Marion Local. And this game last year at Marion Local was lopsided to the tune of 63-36 Flyers. Ball thrown to the post. Botkins with a rare steal tonight, taken away by Hillscamp. Down the floor to Pitts, and he is squeezed and fouled. Far side of the hardwood. Frisch is in Sydney, has never left. It's still here in Sydney, going strong. Michigan Avenue, west of I-75, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that great hot fudge cake. Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the breakfast bar, open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every night. And more popular than ever at Sydney Frisch's, the new dinner menu, chicken pot pie, meatloaf, whitefish, spaghetti, and more. Marion Local in the half court lost it. Botkin snarfed it up, a run out the other way. Wild shot missed, tie up. Arrow favors the Flyers with 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 56-32, biggest lead in this game with 4:24 to go. Yeah, that dinner menu, really love it at Frisch's. You've got an assortment, fine variety, meatloaf, spaghetti, whitefish, chicken pot pie, and more. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Still going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Very Local attacking in the left corner. It is Grant Kramer, elbow right, Schwederman. Feeds a teammate top of the circle. Hillscamp dives in, knocks it away. We got a wild scrum for it.
Ball thrown into backcourt. Pitch races it down and goes to the basket. He was defended well by Kramer, who might have gotten a piece on it. Here's Arms the other way for Marion Local. Blocked at the rim. Trojans have it 2-on-1. Pitts. Here's a Euro step in the lane by Eli Pitts. Defensive foul against the Flyers with 3:42 to go. Pitts will shoot two. Marion Local up to 24, 56-32. We say hello to Barker Insurance, one of the best in the region, around since 1972, celebrating well over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation. Barker Insurance will customize, tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. One of two free throws made by Pitts. Marion Local attacks. Low on the left, in close, Isaac Moeller, a 5-foot banker, up and good.
He's really come off the bench tonight, had a nice game.
Yeah, Marion Local's got excellent depth, more than Botkins. That's been a difference maker. Certainly not the only or biggest difference maker in this game, but I tell you what, Marion Local does have fine talent on the bench, and Kirk Guttemiller has used everybody tonight. And the number of shots close in around the basket Marion Local has gotten, unbelievable. Flyers have carved up the Trojans' defense. That's all there is to it.
They have, and I'll tell you, they're going to have it practice tomorrow. They're going to have a spirit, I would assume, practice it. They just got to get after it.
Yep. Here's Welsh for Botkins. Long three-pointer right corner. Like a top, it spins around the rim three times and comes off. That's the way it's gone tonight for the Botkins Trojans. Timeout called by Marion Local to get subs in. It's 58-33 with 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. What a night for the Marion Local Flyers. They have really put it to the Botkins Trojans, no doubt about it. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, located in Fort Loramie, one of our great sponsors, on board now for the better part of 2 years. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. As we return to action, Luke Everman gets a good feed, low post right, banks in a short shot, hits one in off the window. Again, another one of those baskets by Marion Local that's within 6-7 feet of the rim. They've had 15 to 20 of them tonight, and the lead is 60-33. That's the biggest of this contest. A minute 56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Last year, Marion Local won at home over Botkins, 63-36, and it's almost the same identical score here tonight, 60-33. Turnover Botkins, here come the Flyers, forecourt right below us, still a minute 44 to go. Baseline drive, ball thrown to Everman out back, into the right corner to a Flyer jump shooter. It is missed on the play by Moeller. Stick back, up and in. Evers gets the two-pointer. Anthony Evers, 6-foot sophomore off the bench. Stuck it in off the window. Anthony Evers makes his minutes
on the court. Valuable with a good field goal. Here's Botkins, forecourt to her left. Trojans have substituted freely. Treg Meyer tries to hit Trent Paul, cutting along the baseline. And it's tipped out of bounds by Marion Local with a minute 13 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 62-33 in favor of the Flyers. As I recall, Chuck ran off 13 in a row, breaking a 7-7 tie. I think it was 20-7 at one point. And Marion Local since has run away with this game.
Yeah, Botkins has really just never been in it.
Nope. And Marion Local in the Division VI postseason tournament will be very tough to beat. I know it's early. It's still January. Tournament play a good 5 to 6 weeks out, but the Flyers have got every bit of what it takes. Here's a drive the other way by Marion Local. Ball deflected by Botkins. Touch last by the Flyers. 48 seconds to go here in the fourth. Keep abreast of our website. We'll update you on the coming schedule. Anna at Jackson Center on Friday. Here's a steal at midcourt by Marion Local. Another layup. Isaac Moeller. He zips to the other end and lays it through for two. 64-33 Flyers. 25 seconds to go. Ball dropped on the sideline by Marion Local, which had stolen it from Botkins. Trojans throw it back in. Intercepted by Marion Local. Cutting down the floor, going to the basket. And laying it in is Griesdorn. Cam Griesdorn gets the two-pointer. He made the intercept at midcourt. And the Flyers subs have come in and hustled their way to a 66-33 spread. And that's it. It's over. Marion Local has doubled the count on Botkins here tonight, 66-33. After drubbing the Trojans in Maria Stein last year, 63-36. So the number two team in the state, Division 7, goes down in a heap. And as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, Botkins Trojans, under the leadership of head coach Phil Groves, will have a bunch to work on beginning tomorrow. You just simply set this game aside as the MAC wins the MAC SCAL interconference battle here tonight. Flyers at 33. You discard this game if you're Botkins.
Yep.
It's a non-league encounter. You get belted by the number one team in the state in Division VI, and you go back at it this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed with the effort, I think. They just didn't look like they ever got themselves into it, and then maybe a Friday night, you know, but you're not going to play non-league games on Friday very often.
Nope.
You're going to be playing them on Tuesdays and Saturdays, so better get ready for them.
And oh my, do the Flyers have a heck of a lot to build on now, expanding their record to 8-0 on the season. Marion Local is playing some mighty good basketball. We just saw the Flyers this past Friday dismantle Anna. Then it was a big win, 60-38, over Jonathan Alder on Saturday night at the Hangar. And this evening, 66-33 over Botkins. If there was ever any doubt about whether or not Marion Local was the number one team in the state in Division VI, well, that doubt was eliminated here this evening. What a pasting by the Flyers,
yeah,
who double the score on the Trojans, 66-33. Eli Pitts hustled hard, did as well as he could. He might have been Botkins' leading scorer. And it was amazing the pressure the Flyers put on Pitts and Zimfer. Those two young men for Botkins had to work extremely hard for everything they got, and that pair just simply did not get much help. We'll return and close it out in just a few minutes. Botkins is whipped by Marion Local here tonight. Flyers 66, Trojans 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygmunt wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Port Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Welcome back here to Botkins. Trojans fall. Flyers are victorious. Marion Local goes to 8-0 on the year. Next contest coming up on Friday night at Parkway for Marion Local, which then plays Van Wert High School on the road on Saturday. That's my mistake. The game with Parkway is at Marion Local on Friday. Then it's at Van Wert on Saturday. 1 week from Friday night, guess what? Delta St. John's is at Marion Local. Botkins drops its first game of the year by way of record. Botkins now 8-1. No league game for Botkins this Friday night. We've got the Trojans. Next contest on the road Saturday night. Edminster doesn't get any easier. Another good big Mac foe. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Mr. Albers.
They got a big 6'8 kid in the middle that is a heck of a basketball player.
8-1 for Botkins. Next game is on Saturday night for the Trojans at Minster. And then a week from Friday on the road at Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Who played exceedingly well for these two teams? Everybody for the Marion Local Flyers.
Yeah.
They all played a fine game.
There was a bunch of them on that side. Eli Pitts had 15 points tonight for Botkins. He's really the only one that looked like he was truly part of the game. Everybody else kind of struggled. Zimmer ended up with 11, but he had a really choppy game, and then nobody else got more than four. They scored 19 points in the first half and 14 points in the second half. They're not going to win too many games that way. On the other side, you got 15 points out of sophomore Brennan Hess. You got 12 from Mesher. You got 9 from Kramer. 8 from Moeller, 8 from Arns, 6 from Sweeterman off the bench, 4 from Eberman just down the line. They out-rebounded them 31-11.
Ooh.
6-1 on the offensive boards. And they ended up with 18 turnovers to Marion Local's 7.
Wow.
So my sour mash, and I'm going to pitch some Jack Daniels later.
Sour mugs.
Sour mugs tonight is Braden Mesher for the Flyers, and on the other side, obviously, we're going to go with Eli Pitts.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social and the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Splendid game by the Flyers. This segment brought to you by Sour Mugs on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center Food Court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the Division 6 Marin Local Flyers, number one in the state as of today in D6. Blow out the Bodkins Trojans 66-33 here tonight. Bodkins was number two in the state in D7 behind Delta St. John's. And Marion Local wins it big. It was a championship-like performance for Marion Local here tonight in every phase of high school basketball. The Flyers excelled. Just a standout job. Bodkins just seemed to be a step behind all night long. This Marion Local team is very strong. They're connected extremely well. And in the half court, they just grind you to the point that before you know it, your back is almost underneath the basket, and Marion Local's got the ball in the paint.
Well, they have all kinds of athletes. Mesher is the key. He runs the show. These other kids can shoot it. They get to the right spots. They set good screens. They all throw good passes, and they all play defense. That's a great combination.
Yep.
That is not the Bodkins team. Let's be honest about this. Bodkins, being in the Shelby County League, is a good spot for Bodkins this year. I mean, I don't think that if they played again, it wouldn't be like that. But I don't know if they could beat them. They just don't have the strength that at least what we saw tonight.
Well, we saw Bodkins run out Jackson Center on a night when Bodkins did everything right and played just about like Marion Local did this evening. Now, the opponent that evening was Jackson Center. It was at the Tigers gym. But I tell you what, high school basketball,
it's
predictably unpredictable.
Absolutely. Boy, I went into some games coaching, and you just sat there for the first two, 3 minutes of the game, and this is not what you practice. This is not what you were hoping for, and there's just sometimes nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, Flyers took Bodkins right out of its game from the get-go. That's all there is to it. 66-33 Flyers
win the game over Botkins. Did I say that right
yes.
2 seconds ago?
Yes.
The Flyers took Botkins out of its game. That's exactly
absolutely
what happened. Action on Friday night. More than likely, we're at Jackson Center. Anna Rockets in town. Still, Botkins unbeaten in Shelby County Athletic League play. Right now, we're still saying, I guess, everybody's playing for second in the SCAL until somebody knocks off Botkins. And the Anna Jackson game on Friday night will determine, I guess, who stays in touch with Botkins and doesn't drop another one. So that's a big contest at the Tigers gym on Friday night. Next Tuesday, we're considering Urbana and Lehman. Lehman goes into Friday's game against Troy Christian undefeated, playing really good basketball. Lachey and France, both averaging 20 points a game plus, I think. That would be a really good time to cover Lehman on the road against a very athletic Urbana Hill Climbers team that's lost just one this year. Now, before next Tuesday, we've got Botkins back in action on Saturday night at Minster. So we'll cover that game for you. Heard from Minster about 2 hours ago. They said, yeah, come on up. And we've got mid-court for you for the Botkins-Minster game on Saturday. And you can bet there will be some fire in the eyes of the Botkins Trojans on Saturday night. Minster will play a league game on Friday. Botkins will be idle the night before.
So Botkins doesn't play again until Saturday.
Until now. Saturday, yeah.
That could either be really good or really bad.
Again, it's predictably unpredictable.
Absolutely.
Friday night, Anna Jackson Center here on Scores at 6:25. Saturday night, it's Botkins Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. More than likely next Tuesday, it's Urbana against Lehman Catholic. We'll survey Urbana High School in the gym perhaps as early as tomorrow and get things figured out.
They still play on a stage at Urbana?
I don't know where they'll stage that game.
They used to play on a stage, and I'll tell you what, it was a little scary at times.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Great online listenership for Mercer County. I saw a text a little while ago from Christian Netcast, which helps in our hosting and serving. And at some point in the third quarter, we had close to 3,000 joining. This game had regional interest because it was number one in the state in D6 against number two in the state in D7. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Botkins beaten soundly tonight. Bemarion local Flyers win it. Jack Kramer saying good night from Botkins. Final score once again, Marion local 66, Botkins 33.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner
specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.